Welcome to Digital Plus Insights, brought to you by HCL Software, your connection to the Digital Plus economy. Each episode features intimate conversations with industry leaders, exploring the integrated technology that's shaping our world. Delve into the insights, innovations, and ideas that define the way we work, communicate, and do business. It's more than digital. It's Digital Plus. Join the conversation. The future begins today.
Hi, and welcome to the Digital Plus Insights podcast, where we talk about technology, innovation, and digital transformation. I'm Mark Durham, and I'm here with Francesca Corsi, Associate Vice President at HCL Software, who's joining us from Rome, Italy. How are you, Francesca?
I'm very good, very good. Thanks, Mark. I'm so pleased to spend this time together today.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. So we're here, as we usually are, to talk about innovation. And as usual, we're talking about an emerging need in the technology landscape and how businesses can address it. In this particular case today, we're looking at the area of AI and automation, and specifically automation of workflows. So I understand, Francesca, you have a new entry in your portfolio of AI and automation solutions, which you've added to your existing suite. Would you mind sharing some of those details?
Absolutely, absolutely, Mark. And I'm so excited for this recent add-on in my portfolio of this innovation that is really exciting our customers. And I would like to start just bringing the context, right, that has brought to the idea about developing this cloud native technology for our customers. So we are facing into the market multiple challenges. There is really a market gap where the traditional workload automation solutions are no more able to meet the speed, the velocity that the cloud native and the data warehousing workflows are demanding, led by the cloud and the digital transformation. Customers are also looking to transform their internal systems from legacy type of transaction to much more agility, speed, better control of SLA. And this is where the hyper-automation model is now looked at the main driver for transformation. And absolutely.
Well, I just wanted to clarify one thing. So my understanding of the term hyper-automation is that it's got a particular meaning, that it's the idea that anything that can and should be automated is eventually going to be automated. Is that the premise?
That's one point. The other important point is the flexibility that we give to customers about orchestrating everything, automating all the processes on-premise, on the cloud, with hybrid type of approach. So on one side, this is absolutely true what you stated about orchestrating, automating every single process. But then this should be matched with the flexibility that is offered to the customer of orchestrating this type of processes in an agnostic model, right? Bridging the opportunity to still keep managing the legacy business and then the opportunity to have this type of orchestration even on the cloud. Absolutely.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for that.
No, that's very important aspect because that brings even the solution that we bring to these challenges where with the HCL software technology, we are looking to close the gap between what is at the moment perceived as a gap in the market, the challenges that I was previously talking about, and bringing NLP, predictive analytics, proactive notification, AI-driven optimization recommendation, so AI and machine learning intelligence, to optimize the control of all these processes while keeping very advanced cost-saving initiatives, both at operational level, but even at TCO perspective, and addressing the what is currently happening into the market, the democratization of automation, giving to the different line of businesses the opportunity to really control, orchestrate processes and automation. So that's the context, Mark,
that very interesting.
Drove the idea about building in our AI and automation portfolio a new technology, the HCL Universal Orchestrator, as cloud native, all based on microservices type of module with active configuration that is able to orchestrate in a very fast and efficient way the steps, the processes, even as event driven that the digital and the cloud transformation initiatives are now demanding.
So here you're talking about business process mapping, is that right?
It's not just business process mapping, it's bridging business processes, even with data orchestration, cloud process task that need to be initiated and correlated in a very agile model across the different systems. And when I say this, I see still the huge need about connecting all these processes, orchestrating all these processes, both at IT level, on-premise, distributed or mainframe, up to the cloud, leaving to the customer the selection of the cloud where they want to have this technology, both implemented or connected from an orchestration perspective.
I see. Could you expand a little bit on the term democratization that you used? What does that mean in this context?
Yeah, that's a very important point, Mark, because I've been working into this area since long time. I used to be for this technology, even the Level 3 support manager, so supporting thousands of customers across the globe, helping them really implementing and gain arriving at the full speed, right, with the adoption of our technology. And I saw experienced a dramatic change that is now being implemented into multiple customers. It is related to moving from a centralized type of control. Historically, customers had to have a team that used to monitor, receive requests from the different line of businesses, and then implement with the technology the orchestration, the automation, the workflow orchestration of processes. Now, thanks even to the capabilities that the technologies are offering, there is a trend of giving to the line of businesses, HR, procurement, so on, the possibility of defining, monitoring, and even reporting the SLA of their own processes, their own business processes. So with the technology, that's an area, an aspect that we have been focusing a lot with our HCL workload automation solution, we have added the chatbot, self-service type of capabilities, the possibility to have customizable dashboards tailored to users, to profiles, to allow the different line of businesses keeping the control of this orchestration. So the democratization aspect of the workload automation is really elevating the platform at organization level as the enterprise service orchestration and automation platform to be adopted as a service by the different line of businesses to properly implement end-to-end the workflows that they need to accomplish their specific business processes.
I see, I see. So this is a low-code solution from that perspective, is that right? To enable that on the part of these business teams?
That's a very important point, even in the context of the evolution of the overall technology, embedding more and more AI capabilities to then make more and more easy for the different line of businesses with predefined catalog or even with just simple interactive way be able to define, orchestrate, and monitor the business. I would like to spend just one more minute because that's a unique capability that we offer to our customers, what is called Clara. That's our chatbot integrated through different collaborative tools, Teams, Slack, any type of collaborative tool that customers could be adopting. And through this chatbot, the people can just in a very dialogue without needing any type of knowledge, right, about the technology, submit the execution, the flows of the jobs, do the monitoring, the troubleshooting, just in an interactive way, leveraging the AI capabilities that we offer with them, with Clara.
So they can actually specify the workflow changes and so on using that chatbot, is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely, Mark. And that's only available with our technology, and that's an important piece in the overall journey about the democratization of the service, bringing this as an opportunity even to the specific team that do not have deeper or high skill into the product. So that's perfectly aligns with your message about the no-code type of approach. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like it's definitely taking the low-code paradigm to a new place, which makes all of this stuff easier, I would say, for business teams, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So the user experience and the time to onboard right into the platform is absolutely an aspect that we are taking care of. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I could ask another question, you've used the phrase end-to-end a few times in talking about the business processes and the mapping and workflow modeling that we're doing with HCL Universal Orchestrator. So the question I have then is I'm assuming that gives a new level of visibility into those processes and basically a centralized, you know, a centralized view of everything from one end to the other. Is that an accurate assumption?
It is accurate, and I would frame it with even the availability with our solution, both with the HCL workload automation for the, I will say, standard type of workload automation solution, but even with the HCL Universal Orchestrator for the all the event-driven real-time type of orchestration, what we call plugins, connectors. Mm-hmm. We offer more than 100 plugins that are published in what is called the HCL Automation Hub. And these are connectors that all our customers can download, plug into our platform, to orchestrate, seamlessly orchestrate the workload across multiple domains. ERP solution, many integrators, for example, for SAP, Oracle, big data, cloud systems, RPAs. So with the availability of these plugins, we make very, very easy for our users designing the end-to-end workflow that they need to control across the different applications and solutions end-to-end.
Fascinating. So it sounds like the bridging is not just in terms of this end-to-end view of the business processes and so on, but also you're really bridging across all sorts of components and presumably different environments, different, you know, cloud environments, hybrid environments, what have you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. And the key word is flexibility.
Okay.
Flexibility in the sense that following so many customers, I'm experiencing every time different type of requirement, a different type of need to implement the solution to properly align with the internal strategy, but still having the door open to support possible changes into the strategy. So having, like for our product, the technology that can be offered on-premise, on the cloud, even as a dedicated SaaS solution with the same exact capabilities independently, if they will be hosting it on GCP, on AWS, on Azure, or on-premise. And with just simple export and import of data, keep maintaining the business without disruption, following these changes the customers could have with the implementation is something unique that no one is offering. On top, we are also available, for example, on the AWS Marketplace with an amazing pay-as-you-go model, subscription model, to allow the customers, even leveraging the partnership, for example, that they have even with the cloud providers and that are looking to then consume the service within their existing cloud contract. And also in this case, same exact capabilities without any type of restriction on how the customers would adopt our technology. That's a very important aspect.
Very, very interesting. So that leads me to ask you, now that we're talking about the customer a little bit and how this works out, this is an automation solution, you know, and we've talked a lot about how it empowers teams to set things up, to understand, to see and understand these workflows and to map them and transform them. How does this wind up changing things for the business at the end of the day? What are the benefits here?
Yeah, very important, especially with the new technology, the HCL Universal Orchestrator that we have just delivered, Mark. Because why customers are excited, right, with this new innovation? They have, so let me start that this technology is adopted as a mission critical business. Okay, so we have a very important business running orchestrated across the platform. And historically, workload automation customers suffered on an active passive type of implementation. They've been requiring active type of deployment model that is now available with the Universal Orchestrator. So it's a game changer for them. Assurance about the business that is executed across the platform. And with the real-time type of processing, we have been able to certify 146% of improvement in the job runtime time. So the satisfaction of SLA, service level agreements, and the need to then move this type of orchestration that was historically more based on calendar type of event and so on, so plan driven, mm-hmm. is now event driven, real time, with much faster time to value for our customers. And then from deployment perspective, much simpler, leveraging all the containerization type of benefits that the cloud native technology offers now into the market.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's quite a benefit there. 146%, did you say?
Yes, absolutely.
That's crazy. Absolutely.
And that's something when we show this to customer with the real-time processing, they always say, that's what I was looking for. So when I said that this is getting a lot of excitement from the customer, that's exactly what is getting their high attention. And as HCL Software, we have been always so keen in implementing something that the market requires, right? Even bringing something as innovation that we are looking at having customers adopting in the coming future, like, for example, even the virtual reality, the augmented reality, leveraging all the AI capabilities that are also VR capabilities that are also available. And that's another huge differentiator that we have brought into the market with our TV Rex solution plugged into our workload automation solution that is also opening the door for customers to start exploiting even VR for business.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I mean, it sounds like this solution really does address a number of issues that aren't being addressed in the market right now. Have I got that right?
Yeah. It gives the right response to customers that have been looking at this type of innovation into the market. And now they have this new opportunity to accelerate their cloud and digital transformation powered by the HCL Universal Orchestrator.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Are there other points you'd like to explore or close with? Anything else you want to share with us about this? It sounds like it's getting great response from customers.
Yeah, it does. And probably, Mark, we could leave the audience with a topic that we could then address into a following session. That could be how the overall workload automation technology and solution is providing and is becoming even relevant for the security teams, for CISO and for enterprises that also need to, are requested to invest on the security side, and that for which automation will definitely be also a very strong player. So there will be a lot to discuss about this, and probably this could be a topic we could go over during a further session. What do you think?
So is there a chance we could get you to come back and talk about that, about the security and compliance issues involved here? That would be great.
Absolutely. I will be glad to cover this topic into a following session with you, Mark.
Well, I look forward to that. That's fantastic. So thank you, Francesca, for sharing your time and for sharing all of this information. This is really fascinating stuff. And it really does look like a game changer for folks. I look forward to diving a little deeper into the security and compliance questions you raised as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark. It has been my pleasure talking with you today. And hopefully the conversation will be helpful even for our audience. And feel free to reach out directly to me if you want to deep dive any of the topic that we discussed today.
I sure will. And I look forward to that. Well, thank you, Francesca. And until then, this is Mark Durham with the Digital Insights Podcast signing off. See you next time.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Francesca.